After 50 days of war between Israel and Hamas, the militant political faction that controls the Gaza Strip, this is what parts of Gaza City look like. This is the physical damage. But after three wars in 6 years and repeated conflicts since 1948, there is also significant mental trauma, says psychiatrist Sami Owaida.
I call it Gaza syndrome because Gaza, since we became aware of the war in 48, our parents, grandparents, has exposed to such trauma. Until now, we live trauma across generation. So we have what's so-called ongoing trauma.
But the latest 50-day war that ended August 26th was particularly punishing, people here say. Oweda says children are developing typical trauma symptoms like hyperactivity, sleep disturbances, nightmares, bedwetting, aggressive behavior, and lack of appetite. More than half the population here is under 18 years old. Repeated conflicts and Israel's economic blockade have left youth like Aiza Al-Shimberi depressed about their future.
Today, people can't handle another war because all of our dreams and ambitions have been crushed. People need to think about their future. But if we have a war every 2 years, people will no longer have any dreams or any ambitions.
Thousands of Hamas rockets have also landed in Israel. And Israelis also live in a constant state of insecurity, says Yosef Kupervasser of the Israeli Ministry of Strategic Affairs in Jerusalem.
5 million Israelis developed a trauma from being targeted by Hamas rockets for years now. And especially during this last operation where the rockets reached almost everywhere in Israel. So it's the trauma you should refer to is the trauma of everybody.
Even as life gets back to normal in Gaza, the psychological scars of the conflicts will likely remain for much longer. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Gaza.